This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to this version of America Tonight. I'll tell you what, this is Kate Delaney, and the buzz over Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton just gets louder and louder and louder. Speaking of buzz, Ryan Lochte also has created a buzz over what's happening with the situation in Rio. He left, he changed his story. He left his buddies to get pulled off planes. They told their version of the story, well, you know, where that all ended up. And now it seems Rio wants to charge the Olympic medalist. He won't have to show up in court, but somebody representing him will have to show up in court. Oh, what a tangled web that is. Hope you're doing well. Big shout out to our pal Izzy listening to us right now, hopefully comfortable with her feet up somewhere enjoying. I know that her blood gets boiling when you talk about the Clintons, and now it's an interesting kind of twist on what's happened with the foundation. It's not a shocker, I think, to most of us that this has become a big deal, because after all, she was the Secretary of State with a lot of sway. And then you had this foundation, her family's foundation, where some of the biggest, baddest donors around seem to be on her list and visiting her. And Hillary Clinton finally released a statement saying that this is ridiculous and that nobody had any influence over what was happening in the Secretary of State's office. But will they close down the foundation because of the way it looks? Will there be enough pressure to make that happen? Certainly Trump has not let up on that, and I would tell him if I were Kellyanne Conway not to let up, because that's what you do. You blast your opponent. And definitely exploit whatever it is the weakness. In the meantime, it's about what to do about immigration. Donald Trump said Thursday he was not softening his stance on illegal immigration. He said there's no path to legislation unless people leave the country. He was on with Anderson Cooper after speaking to people in New Hampshire. He said when they come back in, they can start paying taxes. I just don't see this happening, but this is part of the conversation. Even Senator Jeff Sessions, I know there's people listening to us in Jeff's territory, say I can still back Trump on immigration. He says I can still do it. The law failed back in the Reagan era because of a lax border security, and the nation went from 3 million living in the United States illegally up to the current of about 11 million total, which is so ridiculous. And we used to always point to the Immigration Reform and Control Act that was never enforced. And what if it had been enforced? What would we be talking about? 3 million is much more manageable than 11 million. We don't even really know what the true total is, I suppose. We actually don't. So with less than, at the end of this week, 10 weeks to go, have you made up your mind who you're voting for? It's either Clinton or Trump. You could do the funny write-in thing or pick one of the other candidates. Very doubtful. or just vote along party lines, even if you're not thrilled. There are definitely options to this game. Which lever do you press? Which one do you pull in this case? Is it Clinton or is it Trump? Somebody said to me today, it's the lesser of two evils. And I'm like, well, who's the lesser of two evils? And what do you think happens when one gets in and another one gets in? What do we see happen to these businesses they proclaim are the backbone of the United States? It could be scary. Ryan Lochte, I mentioned him, charged by Rio police for making the false statements. They're not going to let this go easy. The false report of the robbery is the thing I think that really chapped them off. So he'll send a representative. The police statement of the official charge issued on Thursday says Lochte will be informed of the news in the U.S. and can decide whether or not to introduce a defense in Brazil, whether or not he can or he can skip it. He recently admitted, of course, he over-exaggerated the story. He was intoxicated at the time, and it was immature behavior. Well, it was immature, but it's not like he's 2 years old. And then, of course, he's driving at such a young age. This is what's so crazy about this. They keep saying this thing about the young age, the young age, the young age. But he's in his 30s. He's 32 years old. So he loses his sponsors, Speedo, Ralph Lauren, among others. Then everybody keeps saying, oh, he's a young guy, like making it sound like he's my 15-year-old nephew, and what he has to be worried about is learning how to drive a car. I mean, come on. He admitted that he over-exaggerated the story, whatever that word is, said he was intoxicated, like I said, and that he was immature. But what happens here? How much of a fine does Ryan Lochte get for what took place in Rio? Because of the black eye on the country especially, you would have to think, if they're not going to bring him back, or he can be back through a lawyer, it's going to be about how much they fine him. And they can fine him whatever they want. So it could be a very tough run. Could be a very tough run by him. But that remains to be seen. The charges hanging over him must be so infuriating. Because if there was absolutely no hint of anything, nothing you can pin on Hillary Clinton, how brutal is it to spend all that time on the chase and have it yield no fruit? Oh. I know there are people that are shaking their heads because they totally know what I mean. All right, we're going to lighten the load. We're going to go to the movies next here on America Tonight.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
One of the things I love that we do here on this show is that we take you to the movies. Who doesn't want to go to the movies? Raise your hand. I know you're out there. I don't want to go to the movies. I love going to the movies when I can, when it's the right movie, and I'm picky about which movies, because frankly, we can stream movies now. And streaming movies is, let's face it, in the comfort of our home, if you can wait, easier, cheaper, etc. But sometimes there are just movies that need to be on the big screen. You need to see them that way. They're just not right if you don't see them that way. So we have three movies for you this time around, and in looking at the movies, this one I'm interested in seeing. It's about Roberto Duran, who is a boxer, and this story, the way it's shot and whatnot, looks really, really interesting to me. It's called Hands of Stone.
Champs than anyone else in boxing history. I haven't stepped into a ring for more than a decade. In 66 seconds... Roberto Duran changed my life.
I want you to meet the best trainer in the history of boxing, Rey Arcel.
I don't even look like from America.
I know. He grew up in the streets, fought everything, hating everybody. He's wild.
You can help him, Rey.
You can make him a champ.
Slow down and go... You can and no comprende. Turn the right hand over. Go, 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 go.
Duran should fight no one but me.
I don't lose.
You put God in the ring and I will beat him.
And now, Sugar Ray Leonard.
He's running in circles around you.
My life. I didn't have any food when I was a kid. I'm hungry. I don't want to be hungry anymore.
No mas. He needs to come back.
Alberto Duran, the man with the hands of stone.
We are in for a serious fight.
That's it.
That's it.
All right, so Hands of Stone, you can tell, obviously, or maybe you can't, but some of the voices are pretty recognizable, Robert De Niro being one of them, legendary trainer, and that is played by Ray Arcel, is played by Robert De Niro, comes out of retirement to coach Panamanian boxer Roberto Duran, and becomes a mentor to him, and that's what the story's about. And this, in this movie, you've got Usher's in the movie. I mentioned De Niro's in the movie. Alan Barkin's in the movie. It looks pretty good. This would be my kind of movie. I kind of like boxing. I used to like it a lot, and of course, I know who Roberto Duran is, and I think the way they shot this movie looks really, really interesting. So it would probably be on my list. We move from that to mechanic. Here's a little slither of this.
Kills.
Bishop!
I've been waiting too long to get even with you.
You have 36 hours to eliminate all the targets on this list. Or they will eliminate me.
There's no sign of the intruder, Mr. Adams.
That's because he's sitting right in front of me here in the safe room, jack-off.
What do you have in mind?
You'll have to die.
I never imagined that dying would be so damn dirty.
All right. Pretty interesting music, huh? That's for sure. So we go from Hands of Stone to Mechanic, and Mechanic will have an audience, but will it be number one at the box office? I don't know. It's Mechanic Resurrection, and in this movie, it's all about the idea of what he left behind and what danger lies in front of him. So Jason Statham, this is his vehicle. Jessica Alba is in it. Tommy Lee Jones, he's always good, isn't he? And a bunch of actors, I think, who you would recognize. Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 6.5 out of 10. It's 1 hour and 39 minutes. It's R-rated crime film thriller. I'll definitely watch it streaming because I like Jason Statham, and I have watched the other parts of this. So our final flick is Don't Breathe.
Sure. That's how you're making your cash out there?
What do you say you and I move away from Mom together? It's a promise.
You're leaving?
Yeah, as soon as I have the money.
When are you coming back?
Never.
Yo, I got our ticket out of here. Rumor is this guy is sitting on at least 300K.
That's her guy.
Wait, is he blind?
We messed up to rob a blind guy, isn't it?
Just because he's blind don't mean he's a saint, bro.
Guys, money's probably in there.
Who's there?
Stay right there.
How many of you are there?
Just be mad, all right? Just let me go, please. Okay, I swear to God.
So, Don't Breathe, very scary, right? Rotten Tomatoes, 8.3 out of 10. Three Detroit thieves get their kicks by breaking into homes of wealthy people. Money gets the word out about a blind veteran who won a major cash settlement, so they go after him, and that was not the place to go, let's say that. I think this one will find a great big audience, probably number one in the box office. It's a thriller horror genre flick, 1 hour, 28 minutes, rated R. I bet this is going to be number one at the box office. If you do go see a movie, send us a cheap movie review. Send it to me at americatonight.net.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
My favorite things to do on this show, and you know it because I'm always telling you, listen, if you're tired and listening and you're doing that passive listening thing and you're laughing at some of what we're saying and you think it's fun, or you're shaking your head, oh yeah, 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 and you want to add something to the conversation, but you just can't get to your phone, or you just don't want to get to your phone, you know, you can always reach us through the miracle of the internet. And so many people do that. I'm overwhelmed by the avalanche. It's really true of emails that we get on this show. Just go to americatonight.com, americatonight.net. Whoops, I always forget that. americatonight.net. Somebody else got that .com. There's a long story in that. All right, so on that note, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Jake. Kate, long time no talk. Sorry, I've been very busy here in Austin. I have been listening to you, downloading the shows. You should tell everyone if they can't listen to you because their job switches or something's changed, they can always download you at the GCN site or tune in. I think you've talked about that. My deal in reaching out to you is I just think it's so great that of all those people that were killed, sadly, in Italy, that rescue of that 8-year-old girl, how amazing was that to see the fireman holding the girl? That is universal, baby. And the fact that you have those first responders who are exhausted and doing everything they can because they just want to focus on the people and save the people, that just shows you what it's all about. That's life front and center. Well said. Absolutely. I mean, there's so much. Every time we see a disaster, it's so sad. And of course it's sad. It's sad. There's people's lives are ruined and people have been thrown a curveball where they lose loved ones. But you're right. To see that sign of hope where somebody comes out, especially a kid, but anybody, a kid coming out of that pile, that was really an amazing gift, I think, to that town, to that area. And it was a great photo to see, because there you go, you got something coming out of that that's positive, that they worked so hard and they were able to rescue someone. All right, we move on to this one from Kurt. Kate, I listened to your show and I was hearing you the other night talk about the zip line incident. I'm very curious, too, as to what happened to that poor woman, because I've taken my kids, my grandkids, I've taken a lot of people ziplining, and I love it. I don't know if you've ever been, but it is an exhilarating feeling. But it's not, you know, you're not jumping out of a plane, and you're not even bungee jumping over some bridge somewhere. To me, it seems relatively secure. To your point, yes, some of the cables could fray if somebody wasn't careful, but I think there's something else to this. I just don't think she fell 40 feet from that zip line because of some kind of frayed line. And of course, they're being careful about investigating because they don't want to release any information that's premature. But I'm going to bet that somehow she dislodged from it, and it's more about that. But, you know, again, who knows? It is tragic no matter what. Here's one from, we go from zip line to Hillary Clinton, and we zip in a different direction. This one is from Sharon, who says, Kate, this Clinton stuff, you're darn right. You know, Hillary Clinton in 2008, I'll be honest, I was going to vote for her. I liked the idea of a first woman president. I figured that Clinton's had connections. I thought she was pretty decent at some of what she was trying to do, but boy, was I wrong. There is so much more to this Clinton facade, and what is going on with the foundation, I don't understand, although I hear she came out and said that it's ridiculous, the attacks on her foundation, that it's being exaggerated. So maybe she does have to have some sort of press conference. I'm curious. Yeah, you know, she did say she had to address that, and I thought it was crazy that they, I mean, you have to, you just, it's too big. And of course, people are going to assume something nefarious is going on, let's say, even if it wasn't, but I don't know how you explain that away. So she said she knows there's a lot of smoke and there's no fire. She says that it's not true, some of what he's saying. She slammed Donald Trump and, you know, pushed back against the accusations. And, I mean, this was her biggest succinct answers, I guess the best way to put it, on her private email server, talking about that and the State Department and the controversy. And she said, what Trump has said is ridiculous. My work as Secretary of State was never influenced by any outside forces. I made policy decisions based on what I thought was right, period. Because Trump has recently upped his attacks on Clinton and the family and the foundation. And she says, Trump says it's impossible to figure out where the Clinton Foundation ends and the State Department begins. But, they're talking, she's saying there's just some unique circumstances here, but it's not at all what it, and she was interviewed by Anderson Cooper. Cooper said, don't you think those unique circumstances exist when you were Secretary of State? She said, no, look, I know there's a lot of smoke, but there's just no fire here. You know, there just isn't any fire here. So we'll see. We'll see where everything goes with the foundation. I mean, it definitely doesn't look good. I'm sorry. The whole list of people is incredible. And I said this, you know, you have a lot of Republicans that have donated and helped the foundation, Mitt Romney, the Bushes. I'm sure there's many others. I don't even know that are on the list, but went to their events and donate a lot of money for what they were doing. So there's no doubt that some of what was happening, they were helping people, but how much was going on with the donors? I mean, that's the question mark. Let's just put it that way. All right. How about this one? Michael bounces back to the Olympics. Kate, I think what happened with Ryan Lochte was just disgraceful at that gas station, the altercation and all the exaggeration. However, I think the bright spot in the pool was Michael Phelps. Talk about a guy who has gotten his act together, because Michael Phelps has had to deal with some adversity brought on by himself because of poor decisions with drinking and whatnot, but he did own up to them. So now Michael Phelps no longer swimming. Do you think there's any chance that he will bounce back and come back to the Olympics and represent the United States in the next Olympics? I think there is no chance of that happening. He's done it all now. Are you kidding? He is the winningest athlete in the history of the games. He's got this house now in Paradise Valley, Arizona, near his training base. And it was just beautiful. He's, you know, I think he's staying there. I don't know, in Arizona. And I can't imagine that he's, I don't know, I just can't imagine that he would go back after all the rigors of what he's achieved. It's so funny to say he's retiring and he's, you know, 31, like that's so old in swimming, and it is. But I don't know, living in a $3 million house in Arizona with your new baby and girlfriend and all these opportunities in front of you, and it's not a money thing because he certainly has made plenty of money in his Olympic career. I'm going to say, yeah, that what's going to happen there is absolutely that he's gonna find other interests. He's gonna work on something else. But you know, here you figure you sacrifice childhood so much to get to that point, and now you're like, now this is like your second life, but you're still so young. I mean, that's for him. That's the cool part, I guess. You know, when other people are talking about second careers, usually they're so much older, so you're dealing with sometimes health things and whatnot. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joe in Illinois. Hi, Kate. I've been listening to all the Trumpisms and the Hillaryisms and the isms out the yang, and boy, I don't think in politics we will ever turn the clock back to where there is not personal attacks. It just doesn't seem possible. How crazy to think, and you've mentioned this number before, that for the privilege of getting ripped right and left and to become the leader of the free world, you also have to figure out a way to raise $1 billion. It's just so puzzling to me. The $1 billion part is really insane, isn't it? $1 billion. Because you need all those commercial spots. You've got to be out there. You've got to be in people's minds. You can't afford to not be to be out there. You just can't afford it. So, because, you know, you're down for a second and you're out. That's just the way it is. But yes, with the mudslinging, I get you, I understand, but you know what? It's always been around. If you go back in history and you read Teddy Roosevelt and you read about others who ran and what happened and how they were attacked and how they fought back, and, you know, it just, it really evolves into this. Sometimes not as badly as others. Like, this is crazy. I mean, this is like reality TV. Maybe the worst ever. Every day, tit for tat. You're a bigot. No, you're a bigot. You said this. No, you said that. No, you're, you know, I mean, it is. It's just way over the top. And it might be that we have so much social media and the world is different. So before it was through, you know, newspapers, some of that happened, or word of mouth when there wasn't, it was the beginning of newspapers, let's say, there wasn't radio and TV, and now you have all the traditional forms of media, but then you also have Twitter, all kinds of social media, and all of that gets pumped out. I mean, for goodness sake, Donald Trump communicates almost exclusively through Twitter, and it's instantaneous. Whatever he says, he just is responding right away, or he's saying something, throwing it out there right away, and a lot of people, and then that gets pumped out to traditional media. And I think part of it is that I think that there's always been the backbiting, but it just seems so much bigger because of the methods of delivery. All right, once again, thanks so much for all of those emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net.
The moon is up on a mountain. The lunatics have taken over the asylum, waiting on the rapture.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what's happened with poor Leslie Jones, who's the star of Ghostbusters. She's one of the stars anyway. Saturday Night Live. She's a comedian, very, very funny, and her star is certainly on the rise. But unfortunately, her personal information was hacked, leaked, all that kind of stuff. Nude pictures came out. So how do you secure your accounts, your social media accounts, private online information, emails, all that kind of stuff? Obviously, there is so much to this. Cybersecurity, data protection is huge now more than ever. So joining us on ATN is Sean Tuma. He's a cybersecurity expert. You can check him out at solidcounsel.com. Sean, so how about it? Do you think someone like Leslie Jones, she would have a good system around her, but it's not necessarily about that. It's about letting your guard down, I think, a little bit. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. You know, most of the time when we hear about people being hacked, especially when we're talking about celebrities, it's not that they're really hacked in the traditional sense of a code or technologically based attack on the network or the system. It's usually a result of social engineering. And in this case, Leslie Jones' site was a Tumblr site, likely had pretty good security in place. The most likely reason for why this could have happened would be someone using information from her that's been publicly available to guess her passwords, her security questions, or things like that.
Yeah, and when we see these kind of things happen, who are these people? I mean, are we talking about somewhere in Eastern Europe? Are we talking about in Russia? Are we talking about right around the corner? Is it all across the board?
It's all across the board. You know, oftentimes we're talking about a lot of these scams that are being run, cyber scams, fraudulent type, you know, send me money and I'll, you know, connect you to your long lost uncle and you'll get millions. Those kind of schemes are being operated by people in those countries, you know, Russia, the former Eastern Bloc nations. But something like this doesn't appear to be a for-profit type attack. This appears to be a revenge or a, you know, spite based, and that could be from anyone. It could be from someone right next door to her that she may think is her best friend.
Yeah, wow, it's crazy. So what do we do to protect ourselves? What are some of the things we can do?
You know, the most important thing anyone can understand from the very beginning is that it's more important to have good security that is used rather than great security that doesn't get used. And in that light, I always like to start with the basics, your passwords. Always change your default passwords because people can guess those pretty easily. Use reasonably strong passwords that have a mix of numbers, letters, characters. And in someone's case, like Leslie Jones, who they know people will be out trying to attack and gather information on, when they use their security questions, consider using false information. Because in the old days, no one really knew who my mother's maiden name, right?
Right.
But now, Google knows all of that. They know where I went to high school. They probably know the name of my first pet. And so that stuff that used to be secret is now accessible. So when you use that for your security questions, people can guess that and figure that out. You know, have basic antivirus on your computers. Be wary of social engineering. You know, I mean, that's basically where bad guys trick good people into doing dumb things. Sometimes it's responding to emails, it's clicking on emails, downloading programs, stuff like that. I mean, that's really, if you can do those very basic things, you'll come a long way.
Yeah, you know, and because we're seeing so much that's happening with these hacks and so much of that information, personal information flowing out there, what's also interesting is legally, there's been some real blowback to that, right? So if somebody's listening and they have a company, what's their end of it to protect the people that work for them on their computer systems?
You know, there is a huge legal blowback, and it's interesting that you phrase it that way because this is one of the few areas of law or policy where the victim of the attack, the company, or whoever is housing and holding that data, becomes the bad guy. Think about that. You know,
wow.
Whenever this company is the victim of an attack, it is now the bad guy in the eyes of the law and the public for not adequately protecting that information, whether it's customer data, whether it's workforce data, you know, employee W-2 forms, things like that. Happens all the time, and companies have an absolute duty to protect that and to use reasonable measures to assess the risk that they have and then put appropriate defensive measures in place.
Yeah. We're speaking with Sean Tumo. We're talking about cybersecurity. And you're a litigator, so you know you focus on this area. And now I would assume, would you advise clients that they have to have cyber insurance coverage?
I would say they have to consider it and evaluate what it does for them and document that process. Document that they considered it and evaluated it. Because the way this is right now, the law is uncertain. And it varies by jurisdiction. So I can't tell a client exactly what their legal obligations are. But what I do know from what we've seen thus far is their obligations are to be diligent and reasonable. And people will always second guess everything they've done when they have an incident. So they need to have a good documented system to show We looked at cyber insurance. We considered it. However, it didn't fit for whatever reason. So you can verify that later on. But cyber insurance is critical in many cases now.
Yeah. And so, and like I said, you specialize in this. So if, as far as the law is concerned, I would imagine that is, it's just the Wild West, isn't it?
It's awesome. It is. And it's a, you know, what I love about it is it's so much of a Wild West that it changes sometimes daily, weekly, monthly. And it's an area where we have an opportunity to influence the direction of the law and the policies that are, you know, put into place. And someone like me, I mean, I've been practicing 17 years. Many people would consider that not very long. You know, it's a matter of who wants it the most, who's interested in following it and keeping up with it. So it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, boy, I bet. What's one of the craziest cases that you've had that you're really proud of, maybe, that you stopped from going to court or you were able to help the folks?
The facts aren't that crazy, but the evilness of the parties is. There was a case where I had two business partners that started off with very little money, couldn't even afford good contracts by a lawyer, wrote them themselves, and ended up making millions of dollars a month in from the technology they developed.
Wow.
And then egos came into play. They couldn't agree on who did more. And they started fighting, and one of the partners was basically, they had two separate businesses working together, and one of the partners was hacking into literally code-based backdoor features into the other's network and taking all the information that they were providing. And so we were able to stop that through the litigation.
Wow, and it just goes to show you, I like your setup there. It's like they tripped into this fabulous idea. They made millions, saying they're making millions a month is incredible. And then look what happens. And that goes to even be careful of your partnerships and making sure, like you said, they have contracts in place.
Absolutely. And even bigger than that, you know, keep your ego under check, because now the litigation has hurt all of them on all sides.
Wow.
And it allowed their competitors to come in and see what they were doing and use the court process to learn about a lot of what they were doing.
Yeah. Oh, you're kidding me. Of course, then it would be available and they would be able to know, like you said.
That's right. I mean, it's simple. If people behaved rationally, I would be out of business.
Yeah, and that's so true. I mean, that's exactly it. There's something about the ego that, especially in business, it doesn't start out that way, though, Sean, you know that. And then it somehow, I think success sometimes, that's the danger. That's why you have to have those contracts in place. You would know better than I, because if you don't, maybe you're not expecting that. But when you have that outrageous success, that's when I've seen that happen in radio with partnerships, with on-air talent that just a great thing going, and it collapsed.
Absolutely. I mean, the old saying is, a good contract allows friends and partners to stay friends and partners.
I love that. All right, it was fun having you on the show. Sean Tumut, thanks so much for stopping by and talking about cybersecurity. You can, again, go to solidcounsel.com. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it. Do you really know?
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.